This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In the U.S. Senate, Colorado's Michael Bennett remembered the victims of the Club Q shooting Tuesday. Standing next to their photos, he said the five who were killed were at the club to just be themselves, and that Colorado has gone through this too many times.
Colorado is hurting. We are tired of this. For more than two decades, we've had to grieve over one incident after another.
Bennett praised the bravery of the two people who subdued the shooter. And there is the latest on the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. They're at CPR.org. The potential for violence in schools is what Denver School Superintendent Alex Marrero says is his biggest concern. This year, there have been 35 incidents in or near Denver school campuses involving real or fake guns. Eight involve students caught with loaded guns on campus. At a board meeting Monday, he called easy access to guns a ticking time bomb.
This is not a DPS issue. This is a City of Denver issue. This is a national issue.
Marrero wants school safety to be addressed in the campaign for Denver mayor next year. It could cost more next year to rent a car at Denver International Airport. Starting in February, the airport has proposed increasing its fee on each car rented on site. DIA CEO Philip Washington hopes to raise the fee to $6, in line with the national average. The extra revenue would go toward building a consolidated rental car facility, basing all car companies out of one site, and potentially replacing shuttle buses with the rail stop. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver are mostly sunny today, highs close to 40, and then getting up above 50 again on Thursday. It's turning sunny across the state. Grand Junction, 41 today and in the 50s tomorrow. In Vail, sunny and 35, and mountain highs in the 40s on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.